News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm glad you're here with us this morning on Monday. I don't know about you, but sometimes I kind of like the rain. It makes me feel off the hook to have to get into a bathing suit. And with that thought, I also want to extend an apology to some of our listeners this morning. We had our friend Malcolm is here, Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. How are you, Malcolm?
I am great. Thank you.
And I just real quick wanted to say we just had Captain Richardson on from the fire department talking about fire safety, and we had so many texts come in, and I wasn't able to get to everyone. So we'll have to bring him back and remember your question, because we will try to get to you next time. He was terrific.
I listened to him as I drove in, and
he was terrific.
Very knowledgeable.
Oh, yeah. He was very, very helpful. So, but anyway.
I suppose it's something that for the future we're going to have to be mindful of, given the heat.
Oh, for sure.
And the dryness, that we just got to be so careful when it comes to fire.
No question about it. Even with the gas stoves, charcoal, all those kinds of things. I thought it was interesting what he said about people cleaning up their fireworks, throwing them in the dumpster, thinking they were extinguished, but they weren't completely extinguished.
Well, we've talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
I hope one day the private fireworks will go away.
I don't think that's going to happen. I hate to disappoint you, but there's too many people that love them too much.
I understand. We like to blow things up. That's part of our nature.
That's strange. Isn't that strange when you think about it? What is that all about?
Yeah.
But it's true. So true. Well, it's great to see you. Did you have a nice weekend?
Yes, actually, pretty quiet after July 4th weekend and a busy week at the office. We sort of took it a little bit easy.
I think everybody did. And you know what's nice is typically we come right out of the 4th of July into the Red, White, and Blue Angels week. Mm. And so it's kind of nice to have had this little break in between. I think we should start thinking about scheduling that way in the future.
Yeah.
It just gives you a chance to kind of get ready for the next big week. This is the big week now.
Yes. Yes.
So you kind of can rest. That's what I did this weekend, too.
I shall be out there, well, certainly Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And Wednesday, too, actually. For
Breakfast in the Blues.
I won't be there for breakfast, but I'll be there later.
Oh, okay. Well, we have Breakfast in the Blues on Wednesday. They do a show at 7:30, and a lot of folks come out. And a lot of locals come out on that day because typically the traffic isn't as bad. They do kind of a relaxed show. It's their big rehearsal. They're marking all the different buoys and things like that and getting everything ready. It's like a tech dress rehearsal, they say, in the theater. But this is a chance to head on out there, and it's a lot of fun to go out on Wednesday morning.
Yeah. I've said before, I'm very fortunate that I live close to the base, and so they give me a display several times a week when they're in town.
There you go. Okay.
So I get my own private show.
Nice. That's very nice. Well, get ready, because we'll be seeing lots of traffic probably Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and it's just something that we live with, but also we celebrate because the Navy Blue Angels is a phenomenal show, and we're so blessed when they come here to Pensacola. They're coming home. And I think they put an extra special show on for us every year.
If you're going to the beach, pack your patience.
And lots of water and sunscreen. Yes. You're going to hear that message all week long.
And please don't park on somebody's landscaping.
Good luck with that. That's a dream.
Yeah.
I suspect that will happen again this year. But everybody be on your best behavior if you can. So I probably will be here, actually. They've got me doing some things here at the studio, running the board for we're going to be broadcasting live right here on News Radio 92.3, as well as on Cat Country 98.7. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing the narration of the shows, which will start, I believe the narration starts at 11, but we'll be here at 10 getting things ready for you. And it's going to be exciting. It's going to be an exciting day.
Yes, it's a little longer show this year.
They've got added to the civilian acts that are the pre-show to the show that's usually at 2:00. And I believe they're starting a little bit earlier this year. I'll need to get that schedule up from my research department so I can give you the exact times. Tomorrow, I'm going to have our friends from Pensacola Beach Chamber in the studio, along with our friend Santa Rosa Island Authority, Robbie Schrock and AJ will be here. They'll be giving us the specifics on the schedule and safety tips and everything you need to know. So we'll go into detail tomorrow morning, right after the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins.
I shall listen.
Yeah, it's going to be great. At 10 o'clock, tune in and you'll get all the details about the Blue Angels air show that's coming up. I can't believe it. This week. This week, Malcolm.
This week. Meg has this look of, amazement on her face.
No, I do. It's such a, I mean, and having been involved with it for so many years when I was at the Pensacola Beach Chamber and right in the thick of it, and they do have a fabulous market that they're going to have again this year with coffee and drinks and all kinds of things. The Blue Wahoos will be there. They actually are selling beer, which will be great. Mm. So just a lot of really, every year it just gets better and better. So I'm very proud of what we do to support the Blue Angels show, and just so proud of our Navy base here and all that they do for our community year-round. So it'll be a special week. That's why I'm excited. You can tell I'm excited about it.
Maggie's excited.
Yes, what can I say? I suspect I'm not alone, too. So, yes. But we do have some things to talk about in terms of Ballinger Publishing and your publications. Obviously, the new edition, the July issue of Pensacola Magazine, came out.
We had a visitor on Friday.
You did?
To the office.
Who was it?
Mushi.
Oh.
Mushi came to visit.
The cover cat.
The cover cat, yes.
Not a cover girl, but a cover cat.
She has a bit of an attitude.
Shocker.
Sort of a regal attitude. As if.
Well, are there any cats that don't have a regal attitude? I've yet to meet one that doesn't.
Yeah.
So how does she feel about being on the cover of Pensacola Magazine? Well, did she? Well,
I got the impression she was very excited.
Oh, okay.
If she could talk, she would say, I'm very excited.
Yeah, she's a celebrity now.
Mom had just given her a shampoo and bath. And so,
oh, boy.
So her white fur was so soft and
fluffy.
Fluffy, yes.
Fluffy.
We presented Mom with a framed copy of the cover.
That was nice.
And as I say, Mushi appeared to be very pleased.
Well, I love the name Mushi. That's right away. We have a whole story. There's got to be a story there.
Yeah. If you've owned cats, you know that they tend to be a little indifferent to life, I guess, and people. A little choosy.
Well, they just, you know, they keep to them. They mind their own business. How about that for a concept?
Yeah, yeah. And in many respects, that's what makes them a great pet, is they don't need constant attention. They can be very self-reliant.
Right, right.
Just feed them and they're fine.
Okay. Well, I've never had a cat. I've always had dogs. I'm allergic to cats. But the only cat I was around when I was a kid bit me, so... That was probably not a good start.
You've been scarred since.
Pretty much.
Mentally.
Pretty much. Well, I made the mistake of rubbing its stomach because I'd always had dogs.
Oh.
And so I rubbed the kitty's stomach, and kitty didn't like that. And from what I understand, typically they don't really like that. I could be wrong, but this particular kitty did not like that. So.
I don't remember that.
Interesting. Well, I don't know.
They generally like any kind of attention
mm-hmm.
when they want the attention. If they don't want it, then they will.
And I believe that was my mistake.
Yes, you did not ask
I didn't ask first. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. If you've got a question for Malcolm, please text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a minute. Good Monday morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert this morning is Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. He's not only an expert on all of his publications, from Downtown Crowd to Pensacola Magazine to so many more, but he's also, I would say, kind of an expert on Pensacola. You have been in this community a long time. You're very involved. Malcolm serves on numerous boards. And one of the things that I admire him, he's a good friend of mine, is if he just says, he makes a statement and he really believes something and he says, la, 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 this is what I think. But you know what I love about Malcolm is that if for some reason he realizes maybe he, I don't know, maybe get with further research, with time, and he'll come back and say, I think maybe I was wrong about that. And you actually, I admire you for that because when we talked about Palafox renewal and Palafox streak, initially you were not excited about that.
No.
But now you have changed your tune.
Yes, very much.
And I think that that's a great quality to have, to be able to be open to new ideas.
We've got to be flexible, as they say.
Yes, sir. Mm. And not everybody can be.
Talking about Palafox Street, I don't know if you know, but the cross streets have all been blocked off.
Yes, they're still under construction.
But I was down Palafox Street and coming north, the first street, which is Zaragoza, is now open. And the second one, which is government, is mm-hmm. is now open.
Oh, good. That's great news. Because it did get, it was a little tricky having to go around.
Yes. Now, of course, north of that, they're still working on the cross streets mm-hmm. in Tendencia and Romano. But it's looking great. And I was down there Friday evening. We ate dinner at Angelina's.
I love that place. It's so good. So good.
Yes. Yes. It is one of my favorites. We love to go. Well, I really shouldn't say this because it means it'll be even more difficult to get a seat. But Tuesdays is the pizza and wine night. Yeah.
Oh.
And so now, of course, we're not going to be able to get a seat because everybody wants to go for the
That's a great idea would be to go to Angelina's for pizza and then head out to the beach and go see the bands on the beach on Tuesday nights at 7.
That'd be perfect.
And they'll be doing that again tomorrow night. They do that all summer long, so don't miss out on that because it's so much fun.
The people are back with a bang. Lots of people eating downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Downtown is back well and truly.
Which is great for our businesses and vendors and everybody downtown. So that's the good news.
The only thing missing.
Oh, here we go. Every week, you know what's coming.
Is our post office.
Every week. Okay, what's the latest?
Well,
on the post office?
I did a little intel work, and a little birdie told me that they're having problems with the floor.
Oh,
that's why I've not been able to.
Because it seemed like there was a delay.
Yeah, it's the main work on it has been completed probably for a month now or close to, and everything seemed to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'm not sure exactly what the problem is with the floor, but I understand there is an issue.
Huh.
So hopefully they'll get that taken care of because I'm really looking forward to having the post office back downtown.
I expect you to be there the first day it's open.
Oh, I'll definitely
be there. And report to us here.
Yes.
It's your job. We want to know, be in the know.
Hopefully my P.O. box will be in an accessible place.
Well, that'd be good. Yeah. Well, I have some post office news I heard over the weekend.
Oh.
Which was kind of sobering, I guess would be a good word for it. But I did hear that the price for the United States Postal Service Forever Stamp has been at 78 cents. It is now going up to 82 cents.
Ooh.
Wow. This makes me feel, definitely makes me feel old because I remember when stamps were what?
5 cents.
Yeah, 15 cents, 20 cents, something like that.
Mm.
So that's, and buy those Forever stamps now because the price keeps going up. So you better get the bargain now while you can. But isn't that something?
You know, I wonder if, I realize that people are using the mail less because of email.
True,
amongst other
that's
things.
Very true.
But I'm wondering if the steep increase has only made that happen much sooner than it would.
I don't think it helps. I certainly, because when I think about sending out Christmas cards, that can be, when you're, you know, it's 80 cents a card, that can add up pretty quickly. And I used to send out lots of them. So I noticed that I don't get as many holiday cards or holiday greeting cards as I used to.
I think most people have stopped doing that.
But I did have an interesting piece of mail this week I wanted to tell you about.
Oh.
You know, when you go out and you get the mail and you get flyers and junk mail and all that stuff. But I saw this mail and you can tell when it's a check, right? You can see though. I said, this is a check. Mm-hmm. What could this be? And it was from my health insurance company. I thought, finally, I'm going to get some money back. So I was all excited. I go in the kitchen, I open it up and I look at it. I went, wait, what? And I looked at it again and again and again. You know how much the check was for?
$2.35.
Nope. Try again.
$235.
Nope. Are you ready?
You're going to have to tell me.
0.01.
Oh, gee.
1 cent. 1 penny is what it was. A check. And then I had it written out. 1 penny. 1 cent and zero over.
The cost of writing the check and sending it is
when it's 78 cents.
Yeah, it's probably $10 or $15.
And printing it and sending it, all that kind of stuff. I said, you've got to be kidding me. So now I know where my health insurance money is going to send out checks for a penny. They couldn't have just put that on my account somehow. I'm going to frame it. I've never in my entire life gotten a check
for a penny.
For 1 cent. And guess what? They don't make pennies anymore. So that's what one of my friends said. Meg, they don't make pennies anymore.
I doubt if a check for 1 cent is valid.
Well, I'm going to try to cash it and see what happens.
Yeah.
But I was just, can you believe that? So, sort of the story of my life. It's high good. Expectations.
It's good to know that the insurance companies are honest and ethical. And when they owe you a penny, Donnie, they're going to send you that penny.
To the penny is literal with my insurance company. I'm not going to say who it is, but just so you know. Mm. Isn't that wild? So I thought of you. I thought, oh, I got to tell Malcolm this because our post office is keeping, you know, keeping those checks coming.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I thought about buying those lottery tickets and making an investment in that because it was some big money this weekend. I haven't heard yet if there was a winner. Uh-oh. I can tell by the look on his face.
You know, it's wonderful because part of the proceeds go to education.
True.
So it's therefore a good thing. But I always worry that people who can't afford it buy those lottery tickets. And the chances of winning, as we all know, you have a better chance to be hit by lightning.
Well, I always like to give it a shot just in case. So especially now that I'm getting penny checks.
Yeah.
So we've got to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a minute. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620, if you'd like to chime in with us. And we will be back with Pep Talk in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, getting some funny comments from our listeners this morning. If you have a comment, 850-437-1620. So this one's from one of our Michaels. Michael Taylor texted in. He says, love you, Malcolm, my Brit brother, but Romano is cheese. Romana is the cross street.
Oh, I am suitably rebuked.
Aha. Uh-huh. Thanks for the hockey tickets.
Thank you.
Two seasons ago, a fond memory. Yeah. Then the other comment we got, this is from another Mike who's a listener. He says, there's been a couple of times where I've almost been struck by lightning, and yet I still have not played the lottery. That was good.
Well, you should buy a ticket and almost win.
There you go, because that's what I do. Yeah. It's that little bit of hope and just the fantasy of just, I loved just, if I've won that much money, what it would be like, you know. And they say there's a curse with it, but can I just try to see? I'd just like to try.
Maybe it's worth the price of the ticket so you can dream about, I'm going to buy this house and yacht and do all these things.
Mm-hmm. And, I'm not sure I would do all. I mean, I have some ideas of what I would do, what I would love to do, but I don't know. It's they say it corrupts, I guess, and then all kinds of problems come with that kind of money. So I've heard. And seen on some of those shows, you know, they do the...
Yeah, you see friends you haven't seen for years.
Yeah.
And
hey,
relatives
right.
You didn't
How
know
you
about.
Doing? All of a sudden. That's true. That's probably true.
I think if I won that much money, I might live in the same house. I might be one of those guys that when I die, they say, where did all that money come from? He lived in a little house and drove
right.
an old car.
There you go.
A bit like a Sam Walton.
Yeah, there you go. That could be true. You never know. Yeah. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. It's always fun when Malcolm Ballinger is here. He's going to stick around for the next half hour. So if you've got a comment for him, text it in, 850-437-1620. Happy Monday to you. Getting a little rain, but now's the day to get it because it'll be gone by the time the Blue Angels fly later in the week. Looking forward to it. This is Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My expert for this next half hour is Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
Thank you for sticking around with me this morning. I always appreciate it when you can hang out a little bit longer.
Well, it gives me the opportunity to celebrate with my fellow Brits that are listening.
Oh, do tell.
That England made the semifinals of the World Cup.
I watched the game, too, and they came back from behind. They've done that three times now, I think,
yeah,
they were saying.
The comeback kids.
Wow. So how long is it? Is it? I think I heard 60 years. Is that right?
It was, yes, 60 years. It was 1966.
Wow.
I remember that we made some of our listeners may remember Bobby Moore, I think, was captain. And trying to remember all the people. Jackie Charlton, Bobby Charlton. Anyway.
Wow.
It's been a long time.
So the final four, if I get this right, is England, France, Spain, and Argentina?
Correct.
And Argentina is the previous winner.
Correct.
Champions. Okay.
I spoke earlier this morning with my brother, who is a big soccer fan. Football, he says.
Well,
we
of course.
Soccer.
Yeah.
He's obviously highly elated that England made it, but they were not really expected to. But he says that they'll have a tough time getting past Argentina.
They're so good.
So good. But even if they do, the chances of beating either France or Spain from the other semifinal in the final, probably pretty remote. We're up against three really good teams.
Well, you know what? In sports, miracles do happen. You just never know.
Yeah, you just never know.
I have been involved with a couple of miracle teams in my day in a different kind of football. But they do happen. You just never know. And I was surprised, really, to be honest with you, because Norway is so good. And I did have a chance to watch the game. I enjoyed watching the game, but I was surprised. It's interesting. And I was also surprised. The game was in Miami, and at one point they showed us a couple of shots, of course, of the stadium. 65,000 people there, and most of them from Norway and England. I mean, I was so impressed that the crowd, we just are sort of out of it here in America. We don't really, I have not been cognizant of just what a big sport this is, and now finally waking up to it.
Oh, yes. Football around the world is far and away the biggest sports game.
Yeah, no kidding. But I'm so American with my college football and my NFL, but I really have enjoyed this whole series, especially because they've had really covered it well here. We've had it on, local stations and things like that, and it's just been very accessible this time.
I've obviously watched the game, and I thought Norway didn't play up to what they've previous games. They were prone to mistakes and some bad decisions. I'm not sure. Maybe it was just nerves, the big
it's
stage.
A lot. 65,000 people? I would imagine that is a somewhat overwhelming when you come in.
Yeah.
So it was a good game, but it'll be interesting to watch the finals. Now I'm in. The interesting thing was that it was getting more press than Wimbledon did this weekend, which used to be really Wimbledon tennis. The Wimbledon finals usually is the one that really overtakes the news in terms of sports.
Yes.
But they were kind of a side story this year, which is interesting.
I follow a little bit of tennis and certainly not an expert, but some of the big names are sort of missing anymore.
Well, but they're not big. They're from other countries.
There are no really big names.
The guy that won this year, Sam Sawyer, something like that. Yeah. And I apologize to tennis fans right up front. But I think this is his fourth year that he's won. I mean, there's been people that are. I guess I'm from the days when we had Chris Everett and we had
Billie
Jean King. And then you had
Rod Laver.
Right. And who was the one throwing his racket all the time?
Oh, McEnroe.
McEnroe.
Where is McEnroe when you need him?
I know. Bjorn Borg. I had such a crush on him with his long blonde hair. And, you know, maybe it's just the timing. Maybe it was just the timing. That's my age. I don't know. You know, I was playing tennis back then, so more interested in it. But it was interesting to me that Wimbledon kind of took a back seat to the football this year, which was interesting.
Yes.
A little bit of a change.
Well, the USA, of course, is not in the finals.
But kudos to them for getting as far as they did this year.
You probably have to cheer for wherever your ethnic background comes from.
I'm just sitting here thinking France, Spain, Argentina, England. I guess Ireland. I'm Irish.
Well, so you're closely allied to England, so you must root for England.
Okay. But my father was French.
Oh.
So, I mean, you know, yeah, I'm in trouble. I know who you're rooting for.
Yes.
All right. We're talking with Malcolm Ballinger of Ballinger Publishing. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a thought or opinion or a comment, you're welcome to text that in at 850-437-1620. Got a couple of new issues on the newsstands. We've got Downtown Crowd for July and also Pensacola Magazine for July. And for folks that maybe missed us this last half hour, you had a visitor.
Yes,
to your office.
Mushi.
The star. The star of the cover of this month's Pensacola Magazine.
Mushi graced us with her presence very regally.
White cat. White kitty. Yeah. How old is Mushi? Does it look like a kitten almost because it was so furry?
You know, I don't know. I'm sure it
fluffy.
Says in the article.
It was very fluffy. Yeah. Fluffy kitty. Cute as could be.
Yes, yes. I must admit, in terms of pets, I'm a cat person. I was brought I was brought up with cats.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Hmm.
Huh.
In fact, I remember as a kid, we had a black cat that always would come and sleep at the end of somebody's bed by their feet.
Oh, really?
Usually mine, but other people too, just dependent. And then leave in the morning.
Go their own way.
Yeah, go their way. And,
interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I've been in the theater most of my life, and almost every theater that I've ever been involved with has a theater cat. It's good luck. And we have a cat here at the station, by the way.
Yes, I know.
I'm so excited about Roxy, is a little black kitten. And we had a mother, a big cat, who had had her babies and was actually had them in the rafters here at the radio station in the building. And this was about a month or two ago. And we discovered that they were there because we could hear them crying. And so eventually we got up, one of our guys got up there and got the kitties down and contacted the Humane Society and rescued them. But what was interesting was we missed one. And so a couple of days later, we heard this other little kitty crying. And so we got rescued that little kitty, and someone here at the station fell in love with that little kitty. And then, of course, our station owner, Mary Hoxing, who loves cats, came in with, I have never seen a tent. I've seen cat carriers. I've seen cat pens. This thing looks like something you would take if you were camping in the Yellowstone. It's this huge cat cage, I guess you'd call it or whatever, but it's fabulous. So
I think if I can come back as something, eventually come back as the station cat.
Mary's cat.
Mary's cat.
But Roxy is in her element. Everybody loves this kitty. It's become the station kitty for Cat Country. It's perfect. So,
Yes. Of course.
Yeah. So Cat Country has its cat. We were claiming her too at News Radio and all the other stations here. So, but it was kind of neat to rescue the little critter and adopt it. And it's living here. It's as cute as it can be. Roxy. So there you go. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, talking with Malcolm Ballinger about all kinds of things, from downtown to the magazines to the Blue Angels to kitty cats. You're welcome to come and comment at 850-437-1620. Happy Monday to you. We'll be back in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here with me this morning. We've been talking about all kinds of things, from kitty cats to post office to Palafox Street. We cover a gamut of topics. And one of the things it's interesting, this week is a busy week with the Navy Blue Angels. And then the following weekend, we've got a plethora of events and things happening. So we'll definitely talk about that when we come in next Monday. We'll get into the calendar and all the different things coming up. But we've got a cool thing that's in your downtown crowd. I have not been to this, the Retro Vintage Festival. Tell me about that, Malcolm.
Well, maybe if you visited the back of your closet.
Oh, you set me up. Oh, he said, I want to get you. Because it's the truth. I've got everything from the 1970s to 2026.
I know that wide tie will come back into fashion.
Eventually. And the bell-bottom jeans and are coming back, by the way, this year. I saw them in some fashion magazines, so there you go.
It's at the fairgrounds on Saturday, the 19th.
This Saturday? Oh, good.
The 19th.
Okay.
And if you, as many people do, like retro, vintage, then it's the place to go.
Well, you know, styles today, it's interesting. It used to be so trendy and you had to have this or that. And every fall I can remember my mother reviewing what was stylish and, you know, all that kind of stuff going back to school. That doesn't really happen. I mean, it's pretty much anything goes today, it seems like. I mean, even when you see the Met Gala and you see all the wild stuff that they do for that, don't see as many trends as we used to, where everybody was kind of wearing, maybe not for guys, but for gals, everybody had to wear the same style. You didn't want to be out of style. Is there such a thing as out of style anymore?
You know, that's a great point. I only know really about men's fashion, but men's fashion, I know over the last few years, clothes of I'm leading with my chin.
Why am I? I'm sitting here with a bated breath to hear this.
I should know better than say this.
Okay, go ahead.
But I'm going to say it anyway. Clothes are more fitted than they used to be. And it is because they are designed that way.
You said this last week, I think, we talked
Yes,
about
and
this.
I walked right into it last week.
Yeah, I have the same issue.
Men out there, help me. Yes, clothes are more fitted. Mm-hmm. pants are a little tight.
I'm being good. I'm not saying a word.
Yes.
I'm not going to say a word.
Yeah, she's biting her lip.
Yeah, I had the same issue where I go, well, this size has changed.
But men's golf shirts are sort of always in fashion. Mm-hmm. The coloring changes a little, brighter now maybe. But really, any golf shirt is sort of in fashion.
Well, you know what's interesting is I love to watch some of the shows like Mad Men, which are set back in the 50s and 60s, where people dressed up for work. And
yes.
I can remember that. I remember dressing. I mean, I still have a little bit of that in me. I'm not going to come in looking real casual. But that's just from years ago. I mean, we would dress up for school. People would dress up suit and ties. And when I lived in New York City, even back in the 80s, people wore suit and ties. The guys were still wearing suit and ties to the office. That was a thing, especially on Wall Street. Very, very formal in a lot of ways. And women were dressing with nice shoes and skirts and suits. Women were wearing, nice suits. And so now things are very, very casual.
When I went to school, you had to wear a school blazer.
Mm-hmm, I bet. In England.
In England, yeah.
No doubt.
Did I have to wear a tie, too? I don't remember, but I always remember the school jacket.
I can remember being in elementary young when they wouldn't allow skirts. I'm sorry, not skirts, pants. You couldn't wear pants.
Yeah.
And certainly not jeans. That was a no-no.
the reason I remember the blazer was that, I think I've said before, I came from a family of 10.
Right, wow.
And so we were certainly not well off. Mm-hmm. In fact, far from it. But I had to wear a blazer. You had to. So, Mom, I had to find the money from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the school blazer, and I'd only had it a couple of weeks, and I caught it somehow, I remember, and ripped it.
Oh, no.
And my mom sort of sewed it up as best she could, but you could see it there.
Oh.
I was so embarrassed. But in those days, everybody really was not well off, and so I don't know why I really was embarrassed. Because
It's the age, I'm sure, getting teased or whatever.
Yeah.
Did it have a little emblem on it for the school? On your blazer?
On the pocket. There's a badge. Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'd love to see a picture of that, of young Malcolm in his blazer.
I think it's been destroyed.
Oh, that's
no. I don't know. You know, I should look.
We've got to bring those in. We'll put them on the website.
Yeah.
We'll put them on our Facebook page.
I have albums and albums and albums of photographs.
I was just talking to somebody about that. Mike Wiggins, who hosts Gardelon, we were talking about that, about having this store. I have boxes and boxes of family albums and pictures. Mm. And I know you can digitize them and everything, but there's something about holding an old photograph in your hand, flipping it over, and I can see my mother's handwriting, and it'll say, Pensacola Beach, 1973. It'll have a little note of who it is and all that kind of
Malcolm
stuff.
Malcolm at eight.
Yes,
eight
exactly.
Years old,
exactly.
Kind of
and I kind of... I don't know. I miss all that. having it on digital is great, but it's not the same thing as being able to pick up the photo and look at it.
I agree.
I sort of feel that way about books, too. I still like to read a book with a book in hand. I'll do the audiobook thing, and I'll do the iPad thing, but there's something about having a hardcover book in your hands and flipping the pages. I don't know. I just still love that. Do you?
Oh, of course. I'm a publisher.
Of course.
Anything
Duh.
Printed, the printed word is...
Well, that's why I like your magazines, and I like your everything that you do, because I still like flipping through a magazine.
Yes.
I really do.
Yes, and research shows that many people still do.
And I'm not...
Magazines are just as popular now as they ever were.
Well, that's why I like Downtown Crowd, because it's in the newspaper format, and I miss the newspaper. I used to get the New York Times on Sundays, for as long as I can remember. Have a huge section of comics, which were always fun. I'd set those aside, but I always did the New York Times crossword puzzle. And I love doing that on Sunday. And it's just not the same doing it online. It just doesn't have the same, I don't know, just not the same.
No.
It's interesting. But I miss the newspaper. I miss the news journal. You know, I know that they're still printing, but not in the way where you would get it every day, that kind of thing. And most of it, I get it now online, of course, because I can stay on top of things. But I do miss the hard copy.
I think smartphones are wonderful. There's a lot of conversation lately about social media and how damaging it is, which by and large I agree with.
Yeah,
I'm very much in favor of banning kids under 16 from social media. I think it's the right thing to do.
I would agree.
I know
with
a
that.
Lot of people disagree, but and we all fall into that trap. Even me, sometimes I rarely look at Facebook, but I do go in and share the magazine, etc. And I've something comes up that sort of mildly interests you, and then you find yourself scrolling through, and you think, "What am I doing?"
You look up, and you've been on the phone for an hour.
Yeah,
scrolling.
What am I doing?
Right, it's totally distracting. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Malcolm Ballinger on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk on Monday morning. Seeing a little bit of rain this morning. The timing is perfect. It'll be out of here just in time for the Blue Angels air show coming up this weekend. So we'll get it to cool off just a little bit today, Malcolm. So that's good. Malcolm Ballinger's here, Ballinger Publishing. Anything you want to say before we go today, sir?
Just a reminder that you can read all of Ballinger Publishing publications on BallingerPublishing.com, or if you want to go to Pensacola Magazine, PensacolaMagazine.com, DowntownCrowd.com. And they're all mobile phone friendly, smartphone friendly.
Yeah.
And you can get all the latest entertainment news.
Absolutely. And what's nice about what you do with both of the magazine and with Downtown Crowd is you have an events calendar, all the things that are upcoming. Of course, this weekend, the Blue Angels is the big event. We mentioned the Retro Vintage Festival that's this weekend. And then next Monday, we'll come in. We'll have a whole list of events because the next weekend is chock full of community events after the Blue Angels. But, you know, one thing I want to mention, too, is there's a big ad in this month's Downtown Crowd for our local radio stations, Cat Country 98.7 and News Radio 92.3. Go ahead now and download the apps for both stations, and you will have a direct link if we ever do have any kind of serious emergency or we're in hurricane season now. Do that now. Get it set up for yourself, because when we have a storm, a lot of times we lose power. You might even lose Wi-Fi service. So find a way to be able to listen online if you can. Hopefully you'll have your Wi-Fi and you'll be able to listen on your phone and get that NOAA transistor radio hooked up.
When we have a hurricane, I always tune in to Cat Country or News Radio.
They're both. We will be live on the air. We'll be broadcasting live.
You
both
get
from the
news faster and more accurate than from any other source.
I will be at the Escambia County Emergency Operations Center. We'll have other folks over at the Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Center. So we will have our whole team active and busy and there for you. So definitely know that this is your source for important news anytime that there's an emergency in our community. So it'll be live extended coverage throughout the storms.
I'm sorry to tell you that you won't be needed this year because we won't have a hurricane.
I agree. It's just I wear that hat. Just for fun.
Yes.
Malcolm, thank you for sticking around this morning. It's
You're
always
welcome.
A pleasure.
Thank you.
Check out everything at www.ballinger.com, and you can find out all the latest news and information from Ballinger Publishing. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're going to take a quick break for the news, and then we'll be back right here on News Radio 92.3.